Greetings and good day. This is Striving to Thriving, your resource for information and encouragement for reclaiming your life from chronic pain. I'm your host and certified health and wellness coach, David Hull. I'll discuss the biological, psychological, and social aspects of living with chronic pain and promise to do so with kindness, hope, and encouragement. If you live with chronic pain or you know someone who does, you've come to the right place. This podcast is for you, so your input is greatly appreciated and needed in order for me to make our time together have the greatest value for you. All listeners assume responsibility for their own medical care, treatment, and oversight. All the content provided in this podcast, including treatments, dosages, profiles, advice, are for informational purposes only and does not constitute the providing of medical advice, nor intended to be a substitute for independent medical professional judgment, advice, diagnosis, or treatment. I dedicate this podcast to the fond memory of Dr. Lisa Jo Stearns. She was my pain specialist, mentor, and friend. Without her, this podcast would not be possible. This episode is titled Staying Loose. It's the second installment in the series focused on movement, playing a critical role in your pain management and reduction. This mini-series is part of a larger series titled Pain 101, which is an introductory series on the subject of chronic pain. Before jumping into this week's material, let me recap last week's episode where I introduced some concepts regarding movement for pain reduction. I spoke on how important movement is for strengthening your muscles and skeletal structure, and how bones that don't move become weak, fuse, or die early. I gave the example of how trees in Biosphere 2 grew quickly and faster than trees outside the giant dome, but they broke and fell before reaching maturation. Why? Because the trees inside the dome didn't have what's called stress wood in their structure. Stress plays an important role in a tree's strength. Mechanical stress also does the same in our bones, especially if you have osteoarthritis or osteoporosis. Without the mechanical stress that gravity provides, our bones would fuse, break, or die early. I listed many of the benefits that movement has on our body, mind, creativity, and our relationships. I also told how thoughts, emotions, and belief systems play in your recovery and your perception of pain. I also introduced the four common types of exercise you should consider, those being flexibility, strength, endurance, and balance. Each of these types of exercises will be discussed in this mini-series on movement and how movement relates to chronic pain. So I covered a lot of ground in last week's podcast, so if you've not listened to it, do so after listening to this. It's a short podcast lasting only about 12 and a half minutes, so it won't take a lot of your time. So is there a right type of exercise for you? In life, there are very few things regarding pain management where one size fits all. The same holds true with exercise approaches and routines. One of the things I mentioned regarding strengthening exercises and the process of restoring strength, exercises must be chosen or selected specifically designed for your particular pain situation. This design process requires the expertise of a movement physiologist or physical therapist specializing in chronic pain management. The physical therapy routine and exercises chosen must be tailored to the pain problem you're trying to address, and it should incorporate cardiovascular exercise as well. Before we get into strength training, endurance, and balance exercises in the upcoming podcasts, we must first focus on those things you need to do before beginning any workout routine and also at the end of any workout routine. So this week's focus will be on flexibility and stretching. This is because every time you exercise, regardless of what type of exercise you do, you should spend time stretching the appropriate muscles being used before and after the workout. Stretching is not only the perfect starting place to regain any lost function, it's the only place for any credible PT or rehab program to start. Having traveled the journey that I have, without exception, every PT, every physical therapy session I ever attended started with stretching. It's that important. If you're not already in a stretching routine, begin by taking it slow. Your body will need time to adjust, as is the case with any exercise or physical activity you undertake. While it's important to get into a daily stretch routine, it's more critical that you do your stretches correctly to prevent injury. You should stretch every day. However, be sure to stretch on those days you exercise. Stretch for 5 to 10 minutes before and after your exercise routines. Focus on the major areas of your body that help with mobility, such as hamstrings, calves, hip flexors, and quadriceps. Also stretch your neck and shoulders and lower back for upper body relief. Be kind to yourself. Stretching should not cause an excessive increase in pain. Stretch those parts of your body that feel stiff or immobile. If unsure how or what to stretch, see a physical therapist for specific evaluation and guidance. The evaluation is really important, and that step is to determine what kind of movement is appropriate for you. This is where your physical therapist will actually take measurements and assess ranges of motion and mobility, and they document that. So that first appointment with a physical therapist, your PT, is not a quick visit where you just immediately jump on some equipment and start going at it. There are measurements that they must take and information that they gather in order to assess where you are and how best to treat you. When it comes to stretching, never bounce or hyperextend to achieve a good stretch. If in doubt as to what and how you should stretch, look to your PT or physio rehab doctor. They are specifically trained in physical medicine and rehabilitation. They will help you establish a plan for increasing your strength and mobility while reducing your pain. They are your first choice over most general practitioners and even pain specialists. They will help you learn about your body and movement so you can evaluate any improvements you make towards reaching your goals. And goal setting is a topic I'll cover in upcoming episodes. Excellent and professional physical therapists or physiologists will explain to you how, what, and why you should do what they ask and the way they ask it. Some PT exercises I've done in the past required me to move in a specific way, and just the slightest modification or correction I was asked to make made all the difference in being able to achieve the desired outcome. There are reasons athletes stretch before performing or competing. Improper or premature engagement in any physically demanding activity can easily result in injury, which is something you definitely want to avoid. There are many aspects of stretching worth considering, but I'll list only 9 of the most important ones that have helped me the most. Remember, any rehab exercise or stretching must be done correctly in order to derive the greatest benefit. The exercises and the stretch routines should be selected and performed based on the problem you're trying to solve. So here we go. 1. Stretching increases your flexibility. 2. It increases your range of motion, which means the activities of daily living become much easier. 3. Stretching improves your performance in physical activities, whether you're an athlete or a senior citizen that just wants to enjoy life a lot more than they do. 4. Stretching increases blood flow to your muscles, which is an important part of ridding your body of toxins. 5. Stretching improves your posture. Many companies in Asia, for example, have regularly scheduled and mandated breaks so the employees stretch and perform what they term as flexercises. This not only helps with posture, but it also minimizes muscular aches and spasms associated with repeated movements hundreds of times per day or per hour. 6. Stretching helps heal and prevent back pain. If you have chronic back pain, as I do, stretching is one of the first things that you should do before your feet ever hit the ground after waking up. 7. Stretching is great for relieving stress. Let's take, for example, migraines, which can be caused by stress. Doing as little as 3 simple stretch exercises can minimize your head pain, if not eliminate the migraine altogether. 8. Stretching can calm your mind. And 9. Stretching helps decrease tension headaches in addition to migraines. I'm going to hit you with yet another list. This list is proper stretching tips. First, stretch for 10 minutes every day. Regular stretching improves your balance, strength, and flexibility. Warm up your muscles before stretching. Try 10 minutes of gentle exercise like walking. Stretching cold muscles may result in injury. Stretch your muscles when they're warm, not cold. This may be a good reason for you to stretch before you even get out of bed, as the warmth of your body underneath the covers provides this natural warming ability. After cardio activity is a good idea as well, because your large muscles are warm and flexible. Next, focus on the muscle or muscles that you're stretching. Pay attention to what you're doing. Breathe deeply while you stretch. If you inhale as you begin your stretch, you'll find that your muscles extend comfortably even further. For stretches that require you to bend forward, exhale as you bend forward and inhale slowly as you hold the stretch. For stretches that require you to bend forward, exhale as you bend forward and inhale slowly as you hold the stretch. Don't try to hold your breath or perform some special breathing exercises when stretching. Make the movement and the breathing that accompanies it natural. Move into the stretch until you feel a slight tension, but no pain. The stretch should feel good, even if your muscles feel slightly achy. Hold the stretch for 10 to 30 seconds. If you're a beginner or have rarely stretched before, start with 10 seconds and gradually increase to 30. Release the stretch slowly. Release the stretch slowly. Never bounce or jerk out of the stretch. That can trigger the stretch reflex, which causes the muscle to tighten rather than relax, and it does this to protect itself from injury. Balance your routine. Work opposing muscle groups each time you stretch. If you start by stretching the muscles in the back of your thigh, then follow by stretching the muscles in the front. Prevent boredom. As is the case with all exercise routines, add variety to your routine by increasing your stretching repertoire. For example, you could join a yoga class or go online for ideas, or better yet, visit your physical therapist for new stretches. But regardless of the source, you want to make sure the stretch or the exercise is appropriate for the physical problem you're trying to solve. Next, include stretching in your daily routine. Gentle stretching can improve your circulation and provides a steady flow of blood, helping muscles reduce tension and soreness. Make stretching part of all warm-up and cool-down activities. It will help put you in the right frame of mind before exercise, and it'll help you to relax afterwards. Exercises like walking, cycling, and possibly swimming can be done by most people, and it's beneficial for health, and it helps to reduce pain while increasing function. Walking is free and can be done anywhere, anytime, and it doesn't require special or expensive equipment. A relaxation and stretching program, for example, yoga or tai chi, will benefit most people, especially if you experience stiffness and tightness in your movements. There may be some do's and don'ts depending upon your condition. Discuss these with your physical therapist or movement specialist. Preconditioning exercises need to be tailored to your specific problem. Depending upon your pain condition, you may need to strengthen certain muscles or be taught different ways to move. For example, if you have a low back pain problem, you may benefit from reconditioning of the leg or buttock muscles, as these are often not doing the work that they should be doing. Sometimes the wrong exercise can make your pain worse. If you tend to already stiffen your spine and are fretful of movement, then core strengthening exercises can exacerbate your pain. See your physical therapist to get the best exercise program that will help you treat your problem. Balance and agility is an important part of any exercise program, and it's often missed. Regardless of your injury or chronic pain, it's important to ask your healthcare professional to assess your balance and advise you of any exercises that can help. This is very important if you have osteoporosis and are at risk of falling. Exercises or routines such as you would find in Tai Chi can be extremely helpful. My goal or objective for the Striving to Thriving podcast is to serve as a means by which you may gain valuable information on topics related to chronic pain and its management. I value listener input. It's critical. Your input, comments, suggestions, and constructive criticisms are all necessary for me to provide you with the greatest value for your listening time. So I want to do an exchange with you. What do I mean by exchange? Well, it's just a play on words. In exchange for the time you invest in telling me about your listening experience with my podcast, I'm giving away one multi-sport tracker with GPS. I'll base my final decision on who receives this on both the content and quality of the information provided me. Now, I'm not looking for responses with the greatest measure of schmoozing or simple yes or no type answers. What I'm hoping you'll provide are straightforward assessments of what I'm doing well, but more importantly, where I can improve the material and my delivery of that material. I want to provide you with the highest quality listening experience and content. To do that for you, I need to hear from you. I want to discuss those things addressing your interests or needs. Please know, this podcast will always remain a journey for excellence. To provide me with feedback and get your chance at the tracker, go to strivingtothriving.com, and in the main menu, you'll see the podcast menu option, under which you'll find the exchange page for giving me your feedback. I want to thank you in advance for your feedback, and I hope the best for you. I will announce the winner in mid-December. And a few times throughout the year, I'll be doing giveaways or special engagements or themes, so you'll want to stay tuned and not miss an episode. If you've been living a sedentary life, restricted by pain, and aren't happy with that life, reach out to me. Let's start a dialogue on what we can do to put together a plan so you can move from striving to thriving. This is Striving to Thriving, and I'm your host, David Hall. Until next time, take care of each other. And be kind to yourself.